我能够继续来查考传道书。
Thanks to the grace of God that we can study Ecclesiastes once again.
先问看大家有没有什么问题。
Do you have any questions?
或有什么感想啊
？Or any sharings?
啊，没关系了哈。如果有问题，可以随时发问。
If you have any questions, you can ask anytime.
我们传道书哈，在圣经里面哈。跟约伯记、诗篇、箴言、雅歌都被称为智慧书。
The book of Ecclesiastes together with Psalms, Proverbs, the book of Job and also Song of Songs, they are called the book of wisdom.
那这几卷书信，这几卷圣经跟其他的圣经有一些不同的地方。
And there's a distinction between these books and the other books in the Bible.
尤其是像诗篇箴言到传道书
，especially from Psalms, Proverbs to Ecclesiastes。
啊，这个是等于说是啊，信徒对神的一个体验。
They are regarding the experience of members to God。
啊，是可以让我们哈、啊、站在一个信徒的立场来体验对信仰的一个见证。
So as a member, this serves as experience to us towards God。
所以在这里面留着很多给我们去思考的空间。
So there are many things for us to ponder.
啊，我们在读传道书的时候，也可以自己做一番思考。
When we are reading the book of Ecclesiastes, we should also ponder over the words.
对，我们看一下，我们今天进入哈传道书第五章第八节。
And now we'll look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
我们上礼拜四啊。最后谈到第五章一到七节。
Last week we talked about chapter 5 verse 1 to 7.
这边提到一个真诚、真正虔诚的信仰。
It talks about a faith that's truly sincere.
那第八节、第九节哈，好像又突然间插进来关于公义、公平的事情。
And verse 8 onwards talk about justice.
来一个真正追求信仰的人
the one who truly pursues faith
当然就会对社会上发生的事情会比较去注意到
he will take note of the happenings in this world
有时候会看到社会有不公平的事情会觉得很气愤
so when he sees that justice is not served then he will be very furious
可是所罗门却他这样认为啦。
But Solomon thought the other way.
第八节说你坐在一省之中见穷人受欺压并夺去公义公平的事不要因此诧异因为有一位高过居高位的监察在他们以上还有更高的九节况且地的益处归众人就是君王也受田地的供应。第八节比较容易了解。
It's easy to understand verse 8.
这是指的，我们不要为作恶的心怀不平。
We should not be surprised at the injustice of the world.
这诗篇七十三篇，还有三十七篇，都是在谈这个道理。
In Psalms 73 and 37, they all talk about this truth.
我们因为领受道理，我们追求信仰在生活上有时候就会看到一些让我们不满的事情。
When we believe and pursue our faith, we will meet with things that are injustice.
有时候认为说，为什么神会让这种不公义的事情发生
？We will ask God why would these things happen to us.
我们还会有希望说，能够这个社会上也能够有公平正义。
And we wish that justice would be served.
但是所罗门王他说，你不要觉得奇怪了。
But King Solomon said that you should not be surprised.
你也不要去那边就们打抱不平怎么样
？And you should also not try to do make the wrong right.
这个意思说不是叫说你就不要关心别人，不是这样。这个事情实在太普遍了。
Because people are selfish, and that's why justice is not served.
我们一种平常心来看待这些事。
That's why we should not be surprised at these things.
总是神会借着这个。各种方法来使这个公义公平来实行。
because through other methods, God will allow justice to be served.
啊，就像古代啊，如果地方官不公正啊，还有哈、哦、比他高的官呢，有的可能就可以来处理这个事情啊。
Even though some officials might show partiality, but a higher one will take care of the justice.
那至少我们知道，有一位高高在上的就是神，他来鉴察。
And the highest one is God, and He examines all things.
那第九节的意思哈、哦。
The meaning of verse 9.
地的益处归众人，君王也受田地的供应。这句话怎么解释呢
？What's the meaning of this verse？
这个地，这个是神所创造的。
The land is created by God.
神将万物赐给人呐、啊。
God gives everything to men.
不管你是高位还是在一般的这个地位。
Whether you have a high or low status.
你说都收受这个田地，神创造的这个赐给所有的人，都能够享用啊。
You can profit from the fields.
所以像我们想到说，在马太福音第五章啊。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
我们看一下马太福音。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章四十五节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 45.
四十五节这样讲哦，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照坏人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。神并没有说啊，那个坏人啊、哦，他就没有得到，他贴自然神给他的恩惠啊。
God gives the grace of the nature to everyone who's evil and good.
所以我们看到圣经，彼得就说那个神愿意人人都悔改都得救。
And that is why Peter said that God wants everyone to repent and be saved.
所以有时候我们要站在一个比较广的角度来看社会的事情。
So sometimes we should look at things in the society from a broader angle.
其实在旧约圣经里面就有古圣徒他们也常常有这种感觉啦。
The saints in the old times, they also have this kind of feeling.
他们发现有一些不公平的事情心里面很不平静。
When they find things that are not justified, they might feel unfair in their hearts.
可是呢，他们都把这个事情最后也是交托在神面前。
But they entrust all this in the hands of God.
后来他们也看清楚了，神不是我们说不是不报应，是时候未到。
And they understand that God has His own timing in repaying good and evil.
重要的是在这个事情当中，我们不要因此就对神失望。
The most important thing is for you not to lose heart because of this.
结果你就跟那些欺压人的一样去作恶。
Otherwise, you will just be like the evil ones who oppress others.
我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalms 37.
这是大卫作的诗。
That's the Psalm of David.
三十七篇第一节。
Verse 1.
他说：“不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。”这边说不要看到人家作恶，你就心怀不平，为什么可以这样子？那神为什么不管教处罚他们
？Do not fret because of the evil men and think that why does not God does not chastise them？
那不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
And you should not be envious of those who do wrong.
他们做不好，为什么他们还得到那个益处啊
？How come they do wrong and they still gain profit？
我们明明知道有人贪污啊，你看，结果他好像生活过得很好啊。
They receive bribes and they still have a prosperous life.
或者我们在生活中看到，你看有的人他是不法的生意啊，奇怪他怎么样没有受到这个法律的制裁。
And some people, they do business that are illegal, but they are not justified because of their crime.
结果你只看到他得到那个益处你就嫉妒。你看他就那么好我为什么要这么守规矩呢
？So since they all do evil and they still prosper, then why should I do good?
所以大卫他一生也经历很多不公平的事
So David had gone through a lot of things that are not fair.
可是他依靠神。他的体验就是说，我们不要被那个事情 那些事情影响到自己对神的信心了。
But because he rely on God, he knows that he should not lose heart and faith.
所以我们有空把三十七篇你读一读。
So when you have time, you read Psalms 37.
那他说不要心怀不平，就是因为怎么样？像第八节所说的了
In verse 8.
要止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。你受到影响，结果你也想说，那对了啊，作恶的人才能够哈。活在这个世上，那我一样去作恶了。
Because if you do not refrain from anger and turn from wrath, then you will just be like the evil one. You will do evil things.
那你那跟那些作恶的人一样，你就是为了保护自己，为了得到益处，那你就将神丢在一边了。
And this is because you also want to gain profit that you put God aside.
可是大卫用他一生的经历，他也观察到。一定神会处理这个事情。
But through his whole life, David realized that in the end, God will take care of all the things.
我们不要被这些不好的事情影响到自己的信心。
We should not let these wrongdoings affect our faith.
我们要追求圣经里面主耶稣所说清心的福气。
We should have a clear conscience, then we will receive the blessing.
像七十三篇
Just like Psalm 73.
我们看诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
这是一位亚萨做的诗。
This is the psalm by Asaph.
亚萨是旧约时代在圣殿服侍神的人。
Asaph was a servant of God in the temple.
他是利未人。
He was a Levite.
大卫就派他是管理类似我们现在诗班的工作。
And he was in charge of the choir.
那他看到也是啊。这个敬畏神的人，结果反而受到人家欺负了。
And he saw that those who worship God were oppressed by evil ones.
那第二节、第三节，他提到他看到坏人想平安他也是心怀不平啊。
And in verse 2, his feet had almost slipped because he saw the evils prosper.
第一节他是先讲结论
And the first one was the conclusion.
神是在恩待那些清心的人
God will be gracious to those who are pure in heart.
我们如果清心不清常常受到人的影响，环境的影响。
If we are not pure in heart, then we'll be easily influenced by others and the environment.
那不明白神为什么让这些事情发生。
And we do not understand why God let all this happen.
甚至就怀疑神，那神真的是不公平啊。
And we will doubt God and think that it's unfair.
所以亚萨说他也是觉得说他突然他这样子追求信心信仰实在是白费功夫了。
So Asaph thought that he has pursued faith in vain.
十三节
In verse 13.
十三节说我突然清净洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜那他追求这些信仰，那都白费功夫了，我还是受到人家欺负啊。
He thought that it was in vain that he has kept his heart pure.
那第四节到十二节提到那些坏人，那些作恶的人，他们平安无事。
In verse 4 through 12 tells that those who are wicked, they are always carefree.
他甚至就觉得神对待他的选民实在是不公平
Therefore, he thinks that God treats his people unfair.
在十五节所讲的。
In verse 15.
可是呢，十六节，他开始去思考这个事情。
But in 16, he tried to understand all this.
如果观看表面很难去明白。
Because if you just look at the surface, it's hard to understand.
十七节他说，他就进到神的殿里面去思想那些坏人的结局。
But if you enter the sanctuary of God and ponder over their final destiny,
他愿意静下心来。
That is your willing to quiet your heart.
将他的疑惑交在神面前。
And to put your doubts in front of God.
结果神没跟他讲说那些坏人我要怎么处罚他们呢？
Then God will let you understand how he's going to punish the evil ones.
他想到神的公义，神的慈爱。
Then he remembered the justice and the mercy of God.
他在圣灵带领之下，他了解这个事情我要能够怎么样去保守自己。
Under the guidance of God, he understood how he can preserve himself.
神的公义一定不会让这些坏人嚣张下去。
God's justice will not let these oppressed people do whatever they like.
所以二十一节他提到，我的心里发酸，肺腑被刺
In verse 21, his heart was grieved and his spirit embittered.
我们都是希望看到表面的平安顺利。
Because he just looked for superficial peace.
那可是呢，神的意念高过人的意念啊。
But God's understanding is higher than yours.
所以要接受神这个意思，有时候实在很困难。
So sometimes it's hard to for you to understand His will.
可是他说，我这样愚昧，22节啊，我们有时候就像畜类一样，在神面前很无知。
In verse 22, sometimes we are senseless and ignorant, just like a beast before God.
意思说我们只求肉体平安了。
That is, we only seek for physical peace.
神让好人遭受苦难，有时候有他的美意啊。
Sometimes God let the righteous suffer because of His goodwill.
就像约伯啊，这个故事我们听过。
Just like the story of Job, we are all familiar with.
约伯受苦难，结果后来愿意接受神的旨意，他就更长进了。
Even though he went through a lot of suffering because he was willing to accept the will of God, he improved a lot.
所以我们看到亚撒，他还是把这个问题在神面前祷告思想。
So Asaph keep this matter in front of God and prayed about it.
他心就静下来。
And his heart was quiet down.
他发觉到我不要受那些人的影响。
He did not want to be influenced by those evil ones.
那些人作恶，那个是神哈，神会管，神会审判他们，我不必代替神去审判他们。
God will judge those who do evil, therefore he do not have to worry about it.
那我只要能够还是倾心依靠神。
As long as he has a pure heart and rely on God.
所以祷告到后来，你看他对神越来越有信心。
So in the end of his prayer, his faith increased tremendously.
26节说，我的肉体和心肠都衰残。
26, his flesh and his heart may fail.
可见他，你看他受到的苦难多大。
That's why he was going through such a great suffering.
不止肉体受伤哦，心里也受伤哦。
Not only his flesh, but his heart was also suffering.
可是在这里，他突然体验到神就是我的力量。
But he understood that God is the strength of his heart.
我只要抓住神就有福气。
As long as he's a great hold of God, then he will have the blessings.
27节就说如果这样子离开神就没有救了。
Verse 27, if you depart from God because of this, then you will perish.
因为看到人家作恶，心怀不平，结果你也去作恶，那你真的，你就注定灭亡。
If you follow the evil ones to do evil, then you will be destroyed in the end.
所以28节最后他好决定，我还是要亲近神。
So verse 28, he was determined to be near to God.
所以这个一个很进步的信仰。
That is improved faith.
我们常常会看到一些人的软弱。一些事情我觉得不公平影响到自己对神的信心。
Sometimes we see the weakness of others and things that are unfair and we lose faith towards God.
所以我们说第一节是他的结论。
That is why we say verse 1 is the conclusion.
神恩待那些清心的人。
God is gracious to those who are pure in heart.
主耶稣说清心的人有福了。
And those who are pure in heart will be blessed.
主耶稣说他们可以得到什么福气呢？
What kind of blessing will they receive?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
主耶稣说清心的人有福了。
What's the blessing of those who are pure in heart?
因为他们怎么样？必得见神。
Because they will see God.
你清心呢，你才看得到神。
Only when you are pure in heart, then you can see God.
我们说人比人就怎么样，气死人。
If you compare yourself with others, then you will not feel the justice.
如果人看人怎么样？
Because when you see others,
跌倒人
you will fall because of others.
你会因为人的表现对教会失望，对弟兄姐妹失望，甚至就对神没有信心。
Because you will lose faith towards God because of the weakness of others.
所以主耶稣说，清心的人有福，就看得到神了。
So God says those who are pure in heart are blessed because they can see God.
神那种宽容的心那个广角度比我们看得更广阔。
Because God can see things in a much broader perspective.
所以所罗门王他经历一生，他也是后来是觉得这个事情你不要惊讶，不要受他影响。
That's why King Solomon told us not to be surprised by these things.
所以有时候我们碰到事情当我们信心还不到那个程度，有时候在那边跳在那边挤为什么会有这个事情在教会发生这样子。
So sometimes we see weakness in the church and we might worry a lot.
结果呢，影响到自己的信心。
And it also influences our faith.
我们要学习像大卫像亚撒，还是在神面前祷告。
But we should learn from David and Asaph and still pray in front of God.
让我们的心能够平静。
So that our heart can be calm.
然后去看得到神的带领。
And we can see the guidance of God.
这样才对本身有造就。
Then only then we can be edified.
我们看回来传道书第五章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
所以刚刚说第九节那是指的神看顾所有的人好人坏人啊。
So verse 9 refers to God who takes care of both good and evil.
神都愿意给坏人有个机会的何况是我们呢
Since God is willing to give a chance to the evil ones, what about us?
所以不要为作恶的心怀不平。
So you should not feel unfair because of the evil ones.
作恶的如果不悔改终究会遭受神的审判。
If they do not repent, then they will perish.
那我们不要因此影响到自己的信心。
So we should not let it influence our faith.
结果你也去作恶了。
And do evil too.
第十节之后谈到财富人追求财富的一个情形。
Verse 10 talks about people who love money.
十节到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
第十节说贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。为什么说是虚空
？Why do we say that it's meaningless？
因为不知足啦。
Because they never feel satisfied。
因为人的不知足的心，所以被这些财富牵着鼻子走。
Because man can never be satisfied, therefore they always follow the wealth。
那十一节提到了，你得到很多啦那结果呢？你必须去供给的人也多啊。
Even though you gain a lot, but you also consume a lot.
所罗门王，你看他多到很多，可是他必须去养这些服侍他的人啊。
Even though King Solomon gained a lot of profit, but he has to feed those who are in his palace.
那物主得到什么益处？就眼看而已嘛。
So, it only feeds his eyes.
看到我很多啊，可是能够一下子全部都享受到吗？
Because he can see that he has a lot, but he cannot enjoy all at the same time.
我们中国人会做诗词有没有
？There are many poetries in China.
其中有一种叫做对联。
And there's a kind of poetry.
我们有时候像看有些一般人在过年的时候会在门口贴那个对联
And those are the special kinds for New Year.
那有时候你去看那个句子，有的还觉得还蛮好，觉得还蛮不错的
So sometimes when you look at them, you think that it's very meaningful.
我曾经在一个地方看到有的人写了一个对联，我觉得他这个意思还蛮好的。
So once I saw a phrase, and I think it's really meaningful.
我还记得他是这样的
And it was something like this.So the meaning is clear.
万贯家财三顿饭。
Even though you have a lot of wealth, you can only eat three meals per day.
虽然我们说，我一天吃五顿啊。
So some people might say, I have five meals per day.
加上三点半的 tea time,
including tea time.
在十点多的一个宵夜
And including supper.
我先吃五顿啊。
So I have five meals a day.
我们还是一天你不管多少钱你还是一天至少三顿饭
So no matter how wealthy you are, usually you only have three meals per day.
一个传道同工曾经这样讲。
There's a co-worker who once said,
神很不公平。
God is unfair.
你看牛就四个胃，人就一个胃。
The cow has four stomachs, but human being only have one.
我想多吃一点都不行。
So you cannot eat more.
去那个把费啊想说哇难得在这边我交了多少钱吃多一点不行啊吃了三盘就
when you go for a buffet, you might want to eat more, but the most you can take is 3 plates of food.
啊，难道有说你是非常富有的人，你就能够好吃5盘6盘吗？
So that means that when you are wealthy, you can eat more.
没办法，你还是三顿饭你还是饱呢。
It's limited how much you can eat.
哇，那千间房，我有一千间的房子，哇，那很富有啦。你晚上还是怎么睡你那张床，对不对？
So you may have thousands of houses and properties, but you can only sleep in one bed at night.
啊，这个对联是叫人要知足了。
So this phrase tells us to be, to have a heart of gratitude.
啊，我们能够三餐吃得饱，啊，每天能够安睡啊，感谢神的啦。
If you have 3 meals per day and you can sleep well at night, then you should be satisfied.
哦，那我们知道主耶稣说他连枕头的提笼都没有呢。
We know that Jesus, when he sleeps, he does not even have a pillow.
哦，啊，所以这里所罗门王他就体验到他是君王啊。你看，哦，我们他上次提到啊，哦，他每天哦牛羊哦宰那么多哈，哦，他是觉得还不是一张嘴巴在吃而已。
So we have mentioned before that Solomon eats a lot of food per day, but he only has one mouth.
哎，他你看哇，他建设哦很多哈，哦，他的王宫哇多好多多么富丽堂皇，还不是每天就睡那一张床。
So even though his palace is so beautiful and there are so many rooms, but he can only sleep in one bed at night.
啊，哦，所以我们有体验呐，我们出去旅游，哎，换了一张床，哎，就睡不着。
So we might have experienced before when we go on tour, we cannot sleep well at night.
哎，哦，不管我们家多少房间，你还是睡来睡去还是这一张床我最喜欢，对不对？
So no matter how many rooms you have in your house, you still prefer your own room.
哦，我每次出国哈，哦，感谢神啊，弟兄姐妹都很爱心在接待。
So every time I go abroad, I thank the hospitality of brothers and sisters.
哦，那我去马来西亚、新加坡那边。
So when I went to Malaysia and Singapore,
啊，他们哦，就说哇，传道人难得来哈，哦，我们那个最好的床给你睡。
So they provide me with the best bed that they have.
啊，结果他们那边的习惯哦，哎，都睡比较软的床垫哦，张传道应该就知道。
And their mattress is usually very soft.
哦，那特别说用了2张软的床垫垫在一起给我睡，都这样比较软了。
And they provided double mattress for me.
哦，结果躺下去，哎呦。
So when I lie down,
我睡不着，这种床我睡不着。
I could not sleep well because it's too soft.
啊，那他们那边呢，有时候接待我的执事就说啊，那个床给你睡，我睡地板就好了。
And the deacons will let me have the bed and they will sleep on the floor.
我执事，我们来换一下好不好？
But I said to the deacon, I would rather exchange it with you.
我睡硬的比较习惯。
I prefer to sleep on the floor.
哦，哎呀，还是这样，虽然这样，还是不让我睡地板。
But he refused to do so.
啊，他说啊，那爸爸，我们床垫拿掉一张好了。
And he removed a mattress.
啊，拿掉就好，好了，感觉还是好，还是很软，可是比两张垫在一起是好一点了。
So it was still very soft, but it was better than before.
嘿，哦，真的嘞，我们睡来睡去就是已经习惯了哈，就是那一张床而已嘛。
So because you're used to your own bed.
嘿，所以哈，人的需要啊，其实很有限的。
And your needs are limited.
哎，可是我们心里面常常不知足。
However, your heart is never satisfied.
啊，所以哦，这边所罗门王他后来体验到，我那么多，我只是看了，我没有办法每一样都去享受啊。
That's why King Solomon said that he only feasts his eyes because he cannot enjoy all at the same time.
那十二节哈，他提到，他很羡慕那些哈，哎，这个付出劳力的人。
And verse 12, he envies those who labor.
啊，他底下很多这个仆人啊，很多奴隶啊。
Because he has many servants and slaves.
他们呢，一天的工作完了，哎，就安心心的睡觉。
They sleep well at night after their work.
哎，那也不必烦恼明天是怎么样。
Because they do not worry about tomorrow.
可是有时候富足人的丰满哇，还要担心明天哈，哎。
But the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep.
那有的人哦，哎。啊，会担心，哎，这个哦，是不是有小偷来偷啊
？Because they have to worry about robbery.
哎，真的有时候这样子，我们啊，这个物质上哈，哦，有时候哎，好像给我们带来方便。
And even though this abundance in the material life seems to bring convenience,
哎，可是有时候相对的也会给我们一些烦恼啊。
However, it also brings you trouble.
我有一次哈、啊，这个，我的汽车哈、啊，我就装了，我第一次装那个 CD 音响的时候。
And when I first time install the CD soundtrack in my car.
我的汽车本来只是普通的音响，没有 CD 音响。
It used to have tape for tapes only.
那个有一次，有个弟兄啊，他在做修理汽车的。
So a brother, he repairs the cars.
那我就找他装了一个 CD 音响。
And I went to him to help me install the CD equipment.
可以，这开车的时候啊，可以有那个，反正开车的时候可以享受比较好一点了、啊、哈。
So that I can enjoy the music while I drive.
可是呢，相对的烦恼就来了、啊。
But at the same time, I became worried.
因为在台湾哈、啊，在台湾车子哈、啊，很少做有车库的了。
Because in Taiwan, we do not have a garage for the cars.
车子常常放在外面。
And the cars are always parked outside.
那我记得 CD 音响刚装好哈、哦，那一天晚上我竟然睡不着。
So when I first installed the soundtrack equipment, I could not sleep at night.
车子放在教会外面呢、啊。
It was parked outside of the church.
一下子就醒过来，就打开窗户看看我的车子还在不在、啊。
And I would wake up frequently to check if my car is still there.
然后来自己想一想，自己在紧张什么？那个车子根本没人注意到，你还好、哦，只是你知道啊，我现在花了点钱在上面，那结果就比较担心了。
So maybe others do not even notice my car, but I'll be worried because of something that I install.
真的就是这样啊！本来没有的时候，反正随便放嘛，也不会担心人家去破坏去偷啊。
So when you do not have something, you do not have to worry that others will take it from you.
现在可以享受一点了啊，结果呢，我就又带来一点点担心哦。
But when you do have things to enjoy yourself, then you might become worried.
奇怪了，人的心就是这样子哦。
And that is how a man's heart is like.
所以所罗门王就觉得，这种不知足的心哦，会带来祸患了、啊。
That is why King Solomon said that this heart that is never satisfied will bring you trouble.
这是三节到十七节。
So verse 13 to 17.
他就连续哈、啊、讲了说啊，这个有一宗大祸患，然后十六节又是说有一个大祸患。
He mentioned about a grievous evil.
我们如果说啊，只知道积财啊，那没有知足的心，对自己来讲不是哈、啊、有益的啦。
If we only know how to store up wealth and we do not know how to be satisfied, then it's not edifying.
所以他说，有的人他积财怎么样，就害到自己啊。
And that's why some people they store up wealth, but they bring trouble to themselves.
什么祸患呢？十四节说遭遇祸患这个财祸就消灭。
Verse 14, their wealth is lost through some misfortune.
有的人可能就你看他这么有钱去偷啦，去骗他的钱啦。
Because some people might see that you're wealthy and they try to trick you or money.
甚至呢，有的人跟他合伙做生意结果呢，为了一点点利益就彼此伤害对方。
And some people because of the business that they do and because of the profit, they quarrel with one another.
为了钱，本来是朋友了，可以不讲啊，不讲这个义气呀。
For the sake of money, they were once friends, but now they become so selfish.
这个在社会上我们有看过嘛。
And this is what we can see very frequently.
这边说，有的人有儿子就一无所有啊。
So some, they have everything, but they do not have a son.
在我注目的教会。
And in the church that I minister.
我曾经听那个教会的负责人说啊。
I once heard the board member say.
说我们当时我们不是教会的人我教会那个地点那个都市。
In the place where I stay.
那里有一个等于说曾经是当地最有钱的人。
There was a person who was once the most wealthy person.
结果呢，当他有一天他生病住院的时候。
And once when he was sick and hospitalized.
他的儿子竟然趁这个机会，把他所有财产这个房地产全部转登记到自己的这个名字里面去。
And his son used this opportunity to transfer all his money and properties under his own name.
这个儿子竟然这么不孝。
And he was a very unfilial child.
结果呢，他知道这个事情，本来这个只是住院医疗之后就没事了。
So he was supposed to recover soon.
哎，结果呢？哦，这个事情大家知道之后，就活活的气死了。
But once he heard this news, he was so angry that he died.
所以真的是祸患啊。
That is why it's a misfortune.
因为钱哦，啊，这个儿子跟他就不讲这个亲情。
Because of the wealth that his son did not regard him as a father.
哎，哇，真的是一无所有，他得到什么？
That is why there's nothing left for him.
所以十五节说啊，你看他怎么来就怎么去啊。
So verse 15 says, naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs.
我们出生的时候，你看，哎，光溜溜的来啊。
When we come here, we come naked.
那我们死了，这赤身而去，就是说你能够带走什么
？So when we die, we cannot carry anything.
所以我们讲过那个亚历山大大帝，哎。他那个时候就有那个智慧啊，你说啊，你让世人看看我，你看我手中我得到什么。
And that is why King Alexander, he has this kind of wisdom.
哎，啊，我们也读过诗篇四十九篇啊。
And also in Psalms 49.
哎，你看劳碌得来的啊，手中一点都不能带走啊。
Some people, they just toil and do not care about their health.
哎，所以呢，不能去理解到哈，钱财对我们的实际的意义在哪里
？They do not understand the true meaning of wealth.
有的人这样子为了钱，结果终身在黑暗中吃喝。
Some people eat in darkness all his day, all the life, all the days of his life.
意思指的说，有的人为了钱就犯法了，犯罪了。
That means because of the wealth, they are willing to commit crimes.
或者是有的人哦，他做非法的生意，虽然很有钱。
And some people do illegal business and they become wealthy.
可是怕哈，他也怕说，受到法律的制裁啊。
But they are still afraid of the law.
所以他必须躲躲藏藏。
So they have to do everything in darkness.
那好像生活在黑暗当中啊。
And that is just like living in darkness.
那常常就担心，这个啊，是不是有一天哈，会被警方知道啊？
And they worry that one day the police might arrest them.
还是说他手下的人会背叛他哈？结果呢，让他哈受罚。
Or his followers will betray him and let him be punished.
所以多有烦恼啊。
So they have a lot of worry.
那何苦呢？人为什么会这样子呢
？And why is human being like this？
因为不知足嘛。
Because they are never satisfied.
所以所罗门王他在思考，我们到底怎么样啊？才能够，去善用钱财的好处。
So King Solomon teaches us how to use wealth in a proper way.
其实圣经里面并没有反对说，我们啊去得到钱财。
The Bible do not object you to pursue wealth.
只不过因为人的心常常不能满足。
But because man has a heart that never satisfies.
所以主耶稣常常用一种很刺激的这个道理在勉励我们。
And that is why Jesus used this teaching as a stimulus to us.
叫我们不要贪心，不要被钱财诱惑。
So that we will not be greedy and be tempted by money.
可是所罗门王他经历一生，他觉得我们如果能够敬畏神，然后去享用神的恩典，这个才是有意义啊。
So through his life, King Solomon realized that only when you fear God, then you can enjoy the grace of God.
我们看十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to 20.
十八节说：“我所见为善为美的，就是人在神是他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份啊。我们能够吃多少，我们能够享用多少，就是本来就已经神就命定好了。
What we can eat and drink is determined by God.
不过这边所罗门提到说，你要知道这是在神赐我们的日子当中。
But he wants us to realize that this is given by God.
我们要能有一个感恩的观念呢。
That is why we have to have a heart of gratitude.
享受自己劳碌得来的。
And we can enjoy the portion that we have gained.
神赐给我们的恩典。
The grace that God has given us.
圣经上说就不会带来忧虑啊。
Is not the grace that comes with grief.
我们看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
十章二十二节。
10 verse 22.
耶和华所赐的福，使人富足，并不加上忧虑啊。 真的省事给我们福气，能够使我们富足了。
The blessings of the Lord brings wealth.
哎，这个富足其实哈、哦、也不一定说一定要到达怎么样才是富足啊。
And this kind of wealth does not have a certain standard.
哎，但是每个人的标准可能不一样。
Because everybody has a different standard.
哎，不过有一点一定是一样的。
But there's a one thing that's all the same.
啊、哦，没有忧虑。
That is, he adds no trouble.
啊、哦，会使我们啊。觉得哈、啊，这个在神的福气当中啊，一切都那么美好。
We will feel that under the blessing of the Lord, everything is good.
啊，不会像刚刚哈、啊，在传道书第五章啊，神谈到了那些情形。
We will not encounter the misfortune mentioned in Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
所以在圣经里面，哎，他教导我们，我们要能够去感恩哈、啊，去了解，这都是神所赐的。
So we have to have a heart of gratitude and realize everything is given by God.
啊，然后享受我们自己劳碌得来的。
And enjoy our portion because of our toil.
啊，你不是因为羡慕别人啊，所以你要更拼命赚更多钱。
You do not toil because you are envious of others.
哎，啊，那这样子，哎，就有不知足的心呐。
Because that proves that you have a heart that is not satisfying.
啊，那我们再看回来第五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节提到，神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。这边又进一步说明，我们知道这都是神的恩典啊。
Here emphasize that everything is the gift of God.
我们也读过雅各书第四章。
We have read James chapter 4.
说我们常常自夸啊，我要到哪边做生意，我要到哪边啊，这个得到利益。
We always boast about our plan and the profit that we are going to make.
啊，那忘记了，哎，如果神不让我们啊活着，我们怎么能够说我要做这个，我要做那个呢
？But if God does not allow us to leave, how can you say I want to do this and I want to do that?
啊，所以你看所罗门在这里，他开始慢慢在引导哈、啊，引导读者啊，我们都知道。这个是神的恩典啊，不是我们自己哈、啊、能够做什么。
So King Solomon here is trying to guide the readers to understand that only God can allow us to do the things we want.
哎，所以圣经里面并没有反对说我们得到资财丰富啊。
So the Bible does not object you to gain wealth.
哎，问题是你在得到这些之中，是不是能够有感恩的心
？But the problem is.When you have gained this wealth, can you still have a heart of gratitude?
啊，那你这些资财，你不是用啊不法的手段，你是自己劳碌，用自己的哈、啊，哎，这个方法。
And the wealth that you gain should be through your toil and strife, and not through illegal methods.
啊，那你能够哈、啊，哎，来敬畏神。
So that you can fear God.
啊，这样你享受我自己享受我劳碌得来的心安理得嘛。
Then you can enjoy what you have gained without any trouble.
啊，其实，在旧约时代，神就已经啊叫摩西要这样提醒以色列人了。
In the Old Testament, God has already asked Moses to remind the Israelites in this way.
我们看《生命记》第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
十一节。
Verse 11.
生命记八章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11
你要谨慎免得忘记耶和华你的神不守他的诫命典章律例就是我今日所吩咐你的十二节
12
恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住十三节
13
你的牛羊加多你的金银增添并你所有的全都加增十四节
14
你就心高气傲忘记耶和华你的神就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的我们一直读到十八节十七节哈、
哦、，until verse 17。
十七节，恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量，我能力得来的。十八节
，18。
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。很早以前，神就借着摩西提醒以色列人。
So a long time ago, Lord has reminded Israelite through Moses.
我们人常常会受外在物质环境的影响。
We might be influenced by the environment.
就忘记神了，认为这个是我能力得来的、啊。
And we forget about how God has helped us.
可是这边说哈，这个是神赐给你的力量。
But the Bible wants us to remember everything is given by God.
啊，因为他纪念啊，跟亚伯拉罕、跟雅各、跟以撒利的约。
Because he has remembered the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们看亚伯拉罕说起来也是个哈富足的人呐。
Abraham was a wealthy person.
他有牛群、羊群。
He has a lot of possessions.
在当地哈，这个人家也称他是个尊贵的人。
And people regarded highly of him.
虽然他的迦南地是寄居的。
So even though he was just a sojourner in the land of Canaan.
可是亚伯拉罕他在世的时候，当地迦南地的人都很尊敬他。
But when he was living in the land of Canaan, everyone respected him.
不只是说他有那么多的财富。
It's not just because he's wealthy.
要看到亚伯拉罕他的信心，他的爱心。
But rather because of his faith and love.
所以我们亚伯拉罕的故事都很熟悉啊。
We are very familiar with the story of Abraham.
所以我们说他是信心之父。
That is why we call him the father of faith.
我们就是要像他那样的表现。
That's why we should behave like him.
敬畏神。
To fear God.
然后呢，有爱心。
And to have love.
他去拯救罗德。
When he went to save Lot.
他不辞辛苦就是为了关心他这个罗德这个侄子。
He was not afraid of all the trouble that he had to go through.
那虽然神的应许一直没有实现。
Even though the promise of God was delayed.
他还是愿意顺服神的带领。
But he was still submissive to God.
所以他没有受到这些财富的影响。
So he was not influenced by his own wealth.
结果呢，神反而赐给他很多。
And that is why God has given him so much.
你看，当他跟罗德要分开的时候。
When he was about to depart with Lot.
因为罗德的仆人跟他的仆人在争执嘛。
Because the servant of Lot and Abraham's servant, they were quarreling.
因为他们都很多牛，很多这个牲畜啊。
Because they both have many possessions.
都需要吃草啊。
And they need the grass.
结果呢，竟然他们两个不会争执，让他们底下的人在那边争啊。
So even though they did not quarrel, but their servants were quarreling.
你看亚伯拉罕他处理这个事情。
So we can see how Abraham dealt with this problem.
他不是把罗德叫过来骂一顿啊。
He did not rebuke Lot.
我是你阿伯你也不记，你也不想一下没有我怎么会有你
？I'm your uncle, and you should respect me.
亚伯拉罕没有这样。
He did not say so.
我们看十三，创世纪十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Genesis 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”九节，遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左啊！他们发现，罗德这个时候也是要让他独立的时候。
So Abraham realized that this was the time for Lot to be independent.
所以呢，他说我们不可以相争，我们是骨肉啦。
So he said that we should not quarrel because we are brothers.
骨肉原文叫做弟兄啊。
We are brothers.
所以我们在教会里面一样啊，大家弟兄姐妹不可以这样相争。
So in the church, we are brothers and sisters. We should not quarrel.
你看亚伯兰他有那个度量啊，你先选择。
And Abraham has this forgiving heart.
你向左，我就向右。
He was generous to let Lot choose where he wanted to go.
结果你看罗德罗德就看，约旦河东很美好。
So Lot saw that the east side of River Jordan was good.
他就选择我要约旦河东。
So he chose the east side of River Jordan.
他就搬过去那边。
And he moved there.
我们看亚伯兰真的他不会计较啊。
But Abraham was not calculated.
你这个年轻人，我故意这样跟你讲，你还真的毫不客气就把好的选过去。
He did not rebuke Lot because he chose the better portion.
这个罗德也不会敬老尊贤尊贤一下。
Because Lot did not know how to respect his uncle.
不管怎么样，我们看亚伯拉罕呢，当时就还没改名叫亚伯兰了。他真的就是让罗德，你要选什么就让你去了。
But Abraham let Lot choose what he wanted.
看起来他像吃亏啊。
So it seems that.He did not gain the benefit.
好的被选走了。
Because what is good was chosen by others.
可是我们看到十四节之后。
But we can read from verse 14 onwards.
他做这个决定，神又向他显现。
Because of this decision, Lord appeared to him.
所以你像这样向东西南北观看。
Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south. 你看得到
的，我都赐给你了。
All the land that you see, I will give it to you.
神赐给他的福气，你看更多。
So the blessing that God has given him was even greater.
亚伯拉罕不是说，神先要先赐给我福气，那我才愿意这样子牺牲哦。
Abraham did not sacrifice only after God had given him the blessings.
他是凭着爱心就做出这个事情，看起来吃亏了。
But rather he did the good deed speak out of love.
结果神你看补偿他的更多了。
So God compensated him with greater blessing.
所以我们从亚伯拉罕的故事也可以让我们学习到怎么样的敬畏神。
So from the story of Abraham, we learn how to worship God.
那怎么样来享用我们从神而得的财富。
And how to enjoy the blessings given by God.
我们先谈到这里。
We'll end this session.